This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. You're
simply the best, Sydney. Yeah. Looking for the best of Sydney.
Yep.
Things to do, get a bit out and about in Sydney. Chance to celebrate it. And today we're celebrating playgrounds.
Oh, how good are playgrounds for kiddos?
Especially ones with amenities that are decent to use. Like you don't have to make your kid hover magically 3 feet above the seat.
Hold them. Hold you them know? Above.
Also, right. Maybe a coffee shop nearby.
Yep. You got one to kick us off, Dom?
Putney Water Park. If you're looking for a little bit of splish splash this summertime and you want to go to a free water park, Putney Water Park, it's fed by the ocean.
I don't even know it. Where is Putney?
Putney is over near Ryde. It's backside of top right.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
This is similar to this one in Dundas, too, a little water park.
Yep.
Which is also great. Okay, have to check it out.
Amenities aren't bad. Putney Water Park, lots of fun, and it's free, which is key.
Okay. I love Fagan Park up Galston Way. I used to live out that way as a kid, and I still make the journey out there.
You really?
It's got coffee, good amenities, big playground, and lots of grass to play on.
Right.
It's $5 for parking, but it's worth it.
Fagan Park.
Good morning, Marina in St. Ives.
Hi, good morning.
What playground should we go and check out?
So my kids really love Blackstone Riverside Park. It's sort of near Olympic City, off the side of Olympic City, near a suburb called Newington.
Mm.
And they have, you were talking about the water park. They have that where water spurts out from walls and from the ground. It's quite a largish one.
Yeah.
So it's not too crowded. That comes on in summer. They've got huge climbing facilities. They've built this structure that kids can climb. It's sort of like a mini, those treetops, mini treetops.
Yeah,
structure,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
But my kids really love the flying fox. And there's just lots of play equipment that's spread out so it doesn't get too crowded.
Yeah.
There's a kiosk on one end of this playground, and then on the other end next to the river, there's an actual cafe so you could get a meal,
fantastic.
A coffee there. So you could go kiosk or coffee shop.
That's awesome.
And also bike riding lanes and whatnot. So it's sort of got a little bit of everything.
I can
free parking.
I second that, yeah. Marina. I've been there with the kids, and I love that there's even slides through the hill, which I really like.
Correct,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
really.
And they can do a bit of wall climbing as well, like
yes.
Mini wall climbing. Yeah, so it's all free and free parking. I think you just got to get in a bit early during the holidays. But if you're a mum that's got kids that don't go to school, you have no issues with parking at all.
Thanks, Marina. Appreciate that.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Enjoy. So, yeah, you too. Ali says, the Flying Fox Playground in Mona Vale. It has toilets and coffee. It's enclosed and has equipment for big and small kids. It's next to a massive park, so you can kick a ball, and there is a little bay to swim in as well.
That's a good park.
Potentially barbecues as well.
Mm, yep.
Nice.
We use that one regularly.
Mount Annan Botanical Garden is getting a vote from Eliza. There's park, toilets and coffee. Ticks all three.
Good. Tram Shed gets a vote from Ezra Ford.
Where's that?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Isn't that over inner city? Tram Shed?
Tram Shed.
Bernie Mullane in Kellyville. And of Wesley Mountain Bike Park.
Okay.
If you're looking for some downhill mountain bike action.
Tram Sheds is in Forest Lodge.
All right.
Just
apologies.
Don't know where that is. Glebe.
Ah, there we go.
Glebe.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely good coffee around there.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.